Welcome to day three. And if you haven't listened to days one and two, they were about planning, so developing a thinking plan. Day two was about expecting people to show up as they are. This is sort of an extension of that, but a little bit different. So A stands for acceptance. And that means accepting where people are at, accepting where you're at yourself, and accepting that things may not go according to plan, and it's best to get to acceptance rather than staying in resistance. So anytime we resist things that are actually happening, it basically doubles the stress. It doubles the workload because you're like, okay, this is happening, but it shouldn't be happening. And when you do that, you make whatever is happening just wrong. And the fact that it shouldn't be happening then makes you have this big argument with yourself and with everyone else. I'm not saying acceptance is easy, but let's just use it and add it to maybe part of our thinking plan. Like, let's say something happens with the meal, for example, and somebody drops a whole thing of food on the floor. Like, the sooner you can just get to that shouldn't, instead of staying in that shouldn't have happened, the sooner you can get to, okay, it happened. Next, now what? What do we do? Or if somebody is, you know, hasn't shown up on time and they were supposed to bring something. Okay, this is happening. Now what do we do? So the sooner you get to acceptance, you can skip the whole part of resistance, which can get you to a place of peace much more quickly. So accept the season you are in and that your teenager is in. Accept the things that happen during the holiday gathering or leading up to it. Accept the feeling that you're having. Are you frustrated, disappointed, sad? Feelings aren't moral failures. They're just body signals. And accept that you don't control everything, even though in the holiday season, you want to control everything so it goes perfectly. Let go of the perfectionism, and then you can just say, okay, it might happen. And then you can say, it is happening. So acceptance creates room for connection also, which comes tomorrow in the next letter of the acronym. So I will see you there. Okay, real quick, if you're listening to this and thinking, okay, but how do I actually stay calm when my teen is pushing every button? That's exactly what I help moms with in my private coaching. We work on your triggers and reactions so you can parent with more calm and confidence, even on the hard days. So if you want that kind of support, the link to book a call with me is in the show notes.